The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren. Got a great message for you today and hope you receive something out of it. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, as I preach this message to your people, Lord, speak through me. Lord, I give you the floor. Amen. Lord, none of me, all of you. And Lord, say what you want to say. And Lord, I just also pray that you open the ears and the hearts of everyone listening to this message. So Lord, they can benefit from it. So they can increase in your word and the knowledge of you. In Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. So let me start off by saying, you know, I was speaking to the Lord. And, you know, us being Christians and us, you know, being spirit beings, us being aware that we spirit beings, and us having a loving Heavenly Father, and us, you know, when a person passes away, they go home, you know, where they actually belong. And there's more to this natural realm than you and I realize. You know, some people have more knowledge and revelation about the realm of the spirit. But in general, you know, I think people have no clue what's really happening. And if I can say it like this, you know, there's two wills operating together. And one is the parent and one is the child. And the parent is the realm of the spirit. And the natural realm is the child. And the parent or the realm of the spirit has been here for like almost ever. It's been around for a very long time because God is a spirit, you know, and we're talking about his home. And in the realm of the natural, we look around us and we are wired to this place. And we are wired here and we operate in this space using our five physical senses. And a lot of people don't think God exists. And there are people that have an idea about God. Then there's people like us who are born again that believe in God, believe in Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. And then there's others. I'm one of them. And hopefully you are too, that try and operate more in the realm of the spirit than what we do in the natural. And we do this by trusting God. We do this by releasing our faith in him. And faith plays a massive role. It should play a massive role in every single believer. And the Bible says that God has given to each man the measure of faith. We all have faith, but there's only a certain amount of people. I wish I knew the percentage, but I don't. There's only a certain amount of people that actually develop their faith. And not everyone does, but there are a certain group that does. But the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. So what is the Bible actually saying? You know, everyone that has been justified through their faith in Jesus Christ should be living by faith. And I always say this, you know, God's not talking about just using your faith when you are in a bind. He's talking about living by faith, you know, and living by faith is where you are using your faith more and more and more and more, and you are pulling God into more of your situations. You know, I always also say this, that your faith opens the door for God to move in your life, whereas fear, on the other hand, opens the door to the devil to move in your life. And trust me, you want to keep that door shut. You actually want to brick that door up. But you want to keep the door open for God to just flow into your life in more and more areas, you know, because the Bible says that the thief comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I, talking about Jesus, have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And we are supposed to be operating in the abundant life. Okay, and this covers all areas. You know, there is abundant life in the area of protection. There's abundant life for your family, on who you marry, you know, about how your kids are raised. And there is the abundant life in your relationships with your friends and your extended family. There's the abundant life in business or your career or your job. There's always the abundant life that's waiting for us to lay hold on. And not many people do, but I'm speaking to those that do. There's more to life than you and I are experiencing right now, and we lay hold on that abundant life through our faith. So I was speaking to the Lord about this, and this is what the Lord showed me many years ago. He said, faith is divided into two parts, and you will see this throughout the word, you know. The first part is putting word into your heart. And the second part is releasing that faith. So when you put the word into your heart, your spirit converts it to faith, and then you release that faith. And this is done primarily in three different ways. But that's how faith works. You put the word in your heart and it becomes faith, and then you release your faith. And then the next day you put the word in your heart, it becomes faith, and then you release it. And this is the lifestyle of the Christian, because the more you put the word in your heart, it has to become faith, and then you have to release it. And faith is a beautiful thing, because it really pulls our Heavenly Father into our situation. I love that. I really love that. You know, some people think that He is millions and millions and millions of miles away from us. And some people don't even see Him as a Father. They just see Him as a spirit in the sky, you know, but He is a loving Father, and He wants to be involved in your life, but He can only move in your life when you open the door up for Him. And how do you do that? You do that by faith. God doesn't move in your life when you cry, when you scream, when you kick things, when you throw things around, when you're depressed, when you're angry. That doesn't open the door for Him. You know what pulls Him in? Is faith. That's how faith works. And you can see that in the Gospels, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The people who came to Jesus, they had faith, and Jesus responded to their faith. Jesus didn't respond to their fear. If God responded to our fears, everything would have been taken care of by now. But you and I both know, you know, when you're crying in the corner and you're rocking yourself back and forth and you're screaming and that's not when God moves. You have to give God faith. So we know how to put the word into our hearts. That's very simple. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know that you've got to listen to teachings that's filled with faith. You've got to listen to teachings talking about the finished work of Jesus Christ. You've got to listen to teachings about how God has already met your needs, or He has given us these precious promises. We know that you've got to stand on relevant scriptures. If you want divine protection, you know, you don't take a healing scripture. You know, there are specific scriptures for specific areas, you know. And for example, if you go buy a brand new car and you go to the dealership, they're not going to give you a housing contract or a mortgage contract. There's different contracts for different things. So they're going to give you the relevant contract for you to purchase a car. So likewise, when we are trusting God for anything, we've got to find what His word says about that situation and feed on those scriptures. Now, those scriptures have to become part of your life. It's not something you can read once and say, Lord, I got it. Now it's, you know, the ball's in your court now. No, you got to feed on it and feed on it and feed on it on a daily basis. You know, it has to become part of your life. You have to keep seeing, or should I say hearing, what God is saying about your situation. You know, if you need healing, you need to keep reading, by His stripes He were healed, you know, and so forth and so on. Now, I want to talk about releasing that faith, because there are people, and I've heard this, there are sick people that have listened to amazing healing teachings for years. They have stood on healing scriptures. And every time you listen to a good message, The Bible says faith comes. So their faith was coming and coming and coming and coming. And they were reading these healing scriptures and the faith was there, but they did nothing with the faith. Now, if you read in the Gospels, Jesus talks about how faith is compared to a servant. You know, a servant has to be put to work. You know, if you go to a gas station and you fill up your car's tank, you use that gas. You drive that car. You don't go fill it up and then drive home and park it. And then the next day you drive it to the gas station, fill it up, but guess what? It's going to start overflowing. And then you drive it home, you leave it there. Then the next day you go back. Like, you need to put that gasoline to work. You need to drive the car. And that's what a lot of Christians are doing. That's the very first mistake. That maybe there are some Christians out there that don't even know they got to feed on the word. And to them, it's like, this is news for them, you know? But then there's others that feed on the word, but they do nothing with that faith. That faith has to be released. It has to be released. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. There are teachings out there that talk about the finished work. There are teachings out there that talk about God being the healer, that Jesus has come down and healed us, that by his stripes he were healed. Amazing teachings. And whenever you listen to it, you are getting faith. Every time you read those scriptures on healing, you are getting the faith, but you have to release that faith. Do you know that faith alone can't save you? The Bible says in James chapter 2, it says, faith without works is dead, being alone. I'm going to say that again. Faith without works is dead, being alone. So this might be news to a lot of people. Like, they got the faith, but they're not putting their faith to work. And they're just storing up and storing up and storing up and storing up and storing up, and they do nothing with it. I'm going to give you an example. Say you are getting paid weekly. You're getting paid a wage. And the money just keeps coming into your banking account week after week, month after month, year after year, and you're not using it. And day after day, week after week, your fridge is empty. The municipality cut off your electricity. Bills are piling up. You got old clothes. Your bed needs to be replaced. Your curtains need to be replaced. Your car hasn't run in years. You don't use the money for petrol. Just because the money's coming in doesn't mean you can sit back and everything's naturally going to work. You have to use that money. You have to put that money to work. You're going to have to put that money to work. You're going to have to draw the money, pay the rent, pay the electricity, go out, do your shopping, put gasoline in your car, you know, charge the battery, maybe do a service on it, minor or major. You pay for that. You get the car running smooth, get a new license disc for it. You have to put that money to work. Faith is the same way. You can get into word and the faith is going to come. But if you're not using it, nothing's going to happen in your life. There are people that listened to healing teachings, that got into healing scriptures, and they still ended up dying because they did not put their faith to work. And I'm convinced that when they reached heaven, I believe that they had a natural understanding of where they missed it. I don't believe that everyone that shows up in heaven, I don't believe Jesus is going to walk up to them and say, okay, I'm going to show you where you missed it on earth. I do believe that they're going to step there and they're just going to know. So there are three ways in which you release your faith. The first way is by the words of your mouth. The second way is by your praise. And the third way is by natural action. Now, all these are considered works. All these are in the Bible. You can see all these, but I believe that there's an order of things. I believe it starts with your mouth first. I believe it starts with you speaking the end result. And then that flows over into you praising God. And that overflows into you acting out. Now, yes, there are times where the Lord will tell you specifically what to do. But then there's also a natural side of things. Like, Jesus made it very simple, very clear, that you can have what you say. The Bible also says in the Old Testament that God says he will speak the word and those words will come to pass. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 4 that even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You see God in Genesis where he spoke things and those things happened. He did not use his hands. He spoke things and it came to pass. So there are so much supporting scriptures on this very topic. I literally have 4 pages of scriptures concerning the power of words. I promise you that, 4 pages. And words can make or break you. The Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You know, for me, it doesn't make sense to try and act out on something, but you confessing the negative. You know, to me, it starts with the mouth, and the mouth is going to take you into your actions. You know, the Bible in Proverbs chapter 1, it gives us a perfect example. It talks about a group of guys that are evil, that want to commit evil. And they all come together and discuss what evil they're going to do. They don't just launch out there and first commit the evil, then come back and talk about it. They start with speaking about their plans. They're going to lay in wait for blood. They're going to kill someone. They're going to rob their houses so they can fill up their own houses. They spoke about it first before they go out there and commit the crime. That's how things work. You know, it doesn't make sense to start acting out on things, but you're still speaking the curse because now you're contradicting your actions. You have to be single-minded, and your words will eventually lead you into actions. You know, too many times people try and act out too quick on something and their faith isn't there yet. But you know, the Bible says that faith without works is dead. The faith has to be there first, and you start releasing it by the words of your mouth. The Bible talks about how you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. That's how you get saved. The faith has to be there first, and then you release it by your words. Everything starts with words. Man, I got so much awesome scriptures to share with you on this very topic, and this is a topic that I can actually speak a lot about. I would have loved to share personal testimonies with you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect in this. I'm really not. I do have a way to go, but I was actually making a list the other day of all the different areas I used just words to get. You know, Jesus said you can have what you say. And because Jesus said you can have what you say, guess what? You can have what you say. And you can see that for yourself in Mark 11, verse 23. The Bible also says that we must hold fast to the confession of our faith without wavering. You know, you got to hold fast. You know, just confessing for a week is not holding fast. Just confessing for a month isn't holding fast. Your confession has to become your lifestyle. And there's so much I would have loved to share with you on this very topic. Like, one of the things I would like to say right now, that if you decide to start speaking something into existence, spend time thinking about what you need. Don't just go out there and say, you know what, I got a brand new debt-free Ferrari. I got a brand new debt-free Ferrari. I would say that there's wisdom when it comes to confession. Speak things that you're not going to change down the line. You know, because if you start confessing that you got a Ferrari and you've never believed God for small things, you know how long it's going to take you to get to that level of having an Italian supercar? It's going to take you a long time. And down the line, you're going to give up quick. Or down the line, you're going to be saying, I actually need a minivan. You know, we're going to have a family. Maybe, you know, believing for a supercar wasn't the wisest thing to do. You know, take time. See what you really need. And then slowly start calling those things which be not as though they were. There were a few things, and I've made my list, and I'm still adding to it, of different things in my life that I would just call in, you know. And there were a few things. It took a few years, but it came to pass. But you got to be single-minded. You have to be single-minded. There's other things that I was calling in, and God started confirming it. And I knew that something was happening in the realm of the spirit, but I eventually stopped. So I got a way to go in this area, but I just wanted to share these truths with you. You can have what you say. That's what our Lord and Savior said himself. And the Bible also says that we must hold fast to the confession of our faith. So put those two together. Start speaking the end result based on the word and just stick with it. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.